we are split in studio here at the moment on 4967-4105. The argument today, should dogs be allowed in grocery stores? Now, I say, yeah, that's completely fine. It comes after, like, this man has been spotted in a supermarket with his little French bulldog or whatever it is, or a bulldog cross something, sitting in his front part of the trolley, right? The front compartment. I love that.
And I, look, I think you don't want all of these rando dogs around your food. You know,
there's nothing wrong with it. Companionship, embrace it.
Haven't you? Sometimes you see what dogs roll in
grass,
And then some.
Okay,
and then they stink, and then they come in. Imagine that they come in all stinky and wet, and the owner's like, "God, oh, it's my right to bring the dog in. It says I'm allowed," and then it like does that shaking thing. Oh. And all that gross stuff
just
goes.
Hose off the fresh produce. You'll be right.
That doesn't seem practical. Anyway.
Hose off the peach.
We split in studio. Tanya, what do you think?
I think it's fine under certain circumstances. Like, if you've got a companion dog and you've legally applied for that companion dog, you should know how to care for the dog. Therefore, it should not be a problem.
Yeah, that's.
But
I agree with
say
that.
Say my pet dog, Dakota. Say I brought her into the shop. No, because she's one who's in the backyard all the time. As you said, rolling in all that. Nah.
Gross stuff. Yes. Yeah, exactly.
So it's only
right.
Okay if it's like a support dog well trained.
Yeah, and I've already said that's fine.
Yeah.
So I'll take Tanya. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I think she might be
Team
yours.
Crevo.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so Melissa, what are your thoughts on this debate?
I'm going to say no to it for the safety. The amount of kids that go up and want to play with a dog, and there's so many untrained dogs out there.
Good point.
And kids are getting bitten left, right and centre by dogs as it is, let alone going into a supermarket where they like to run around and just be feral, like my kids do.
I think it's because as well, like, the grocery stores will be like, nah, not paying for that lawsuit type of thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who's thought of that? Exactly.
Okay, all right, interesting points.
Two. Jeez, I'm winning at this point, aren't I?
Yes, two to you.
Okay, in Taro, Brent, what do you think?
Yeah, I think definitely not, mate.
Yeah.
It's more of the safety issue.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so you're
a humbug.
Is that like a food safety thing? Like they're going to, you
nah,
know.
No, like if I'm walking through the shopping centre with my kids and there's going to be a lot of silly buggers that will say their dogs don't bite or
yeah, all that stuff, yeah.
And, mate, if I'm walking through a shopping centre with the kids and one of them gets bitten or attacked.
Yeah, who's in trouble here?
It's not going to be fun for a couple of us, I think.
Yeah, not okay, ideal. Not
enough.
Ideal. Okay, that's a totally different aspect. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, true. All right, let's wrap it up in Burigal. Good morning, Adonis. Should dogs be allowed in grocery stores?
No way.
Why?
Because, again, remember, some cultures, like black folks, I speak for myself and our people, we don't like dogs because historically, you know, dogs being used in a different way. So not every culture will appreciate this concept of dogs being everywhere. You know, some society, it's not a norm.
Right.
Inside of where food is, you know?
Okay, so, yeah, so you're not wanting the dogs in and around that. And that's only reasonable, I guess.
Mm.
Especially since it's not like that now. If you switch it up completely, it's less than ideal around the food.
Mm.
So, at the moment, stick them to Bunnings.
Oh, well. Sorry, puppies. I tried.
And Ari was your, I guess, mouthpiece for today, but it didn't work out.